Right now, we are joined by the head coach at Eastern Washington. He led the Eagles to a Big Sky tournament title, their first NCAA trip for Eastern Washington since 2004. They are a 13 seed in the South. They take on Georgetown tomorrow. I'm joined by head coach Jim Hayford. Jim, nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. It's great to be on the Rome Show with you.
It's good to have you here, Jim. Thanks so much. Now, you knew, Jim, that you were going to be in the tournament after you beat Montana in the Big Sky Championship game, but for a program that has not been there since 2004 and you making your first trip as a head coach, what was it like when you saw your name pop up in that bracket?
You know, Jim, I can remember 30 years ago just being a kid, having my brackets written up, my pencil sharp, writing every name down, hoping I wouldn't miss it because there was no internet to go to and I'd have to wait for the next day's paper to get the bracket right. And when I saw my name on the bracket that for 30 years I'd always followed, it was it's one of those moments that this is as cool as it gets.
That's great. Now, on top of seeing your name get announced, you get sent just down the road to Portland as a 13 seed. How excited were you and your fans when you saw that?
It's great. I mean, we're not just happy to be here. We want to go do something special. My team in November won at Indiana, snapped the nation's longest non-conference home winning streak in Assembly Hall. We're capable. If you're still in a pool that you can write, you can fill it in. You want to put the Eagles in. We play fast. We're the third leading scoring team in the country. We have the country's leading scorer, Tyler Harvey, from Southern California. And to top all that off, Jim, my assistant coach is from Santa Barbara and grew up listening to you.
Man, I love hearing all that. I'm starting to like you even more. Jim Hayford joining us. Eastern Washington is the 13. So you've got all that going for you. And because of the proximity to campus against Georgetown, and they've got to fly across the country, you've got some weapons, as you mentioned. You have been tabbed as an upset special from the moment the brackets were announced. Is it something clearly you're embracing, or maybe you try and ignore it, Jim?
You know, my guys play fearless. And so all those other noises, we've arrived in Portland. We've locked them out. You're the only interview I'm doing today. Our guys are locked in on winning this game. And what I love more than anything else is our guys believe that they're going to win. I mean, down 10 at Indiana late in the game. We came back from 12 down against Idaho in the last 2 minutes. We had a great comeback to win the Big Sky tournament, down 11 with 6 minutes to go. Our guys are fearless. If there's time on the clock, they still think they can win.
Jim Hayford joining us. These are all things I want to ask you about. Let me get you to tell the story about Tyler Harvey. Now, he led the nation in scoring at just under 23 per game. He's someone who wasn't attracting much attention coming out of high school until you bumped into his dad on an airplane when you were still coaching at Division III Whitworth. What happened next?
Well, he was going to come play for me there. At the time, we were number one in the nation. And then 2 months later, I got the job here at Eastern. And Tyler called me and said, "Coach, my dream's to play Division I. Can I walk on with you at Eastern?" And I said, "Absolutely," because I knew he had the skills. He just needed to put on some size and strength. So I called his dad and said, "He can come play for me here, but you got to start feeding him." And once he started putting on some strength, some skill work, the next thing you know, he's the leading scorer in the Big Sky as a sophomore. And he went from a guy that nobody wanted, who probably would be playing Division III basketball right now in the Final Four, to a guy who's every NBA team has come to look at playing as one of the nation's elite three-point shooters.
I mean, so when you watch video of him, were you thinking this is a guy who's got a shot to play college, or did you think this was a guy who could lead the country in scoring and that NBA scouts would be flocking to see?
I wish I was that smart, Jim. I thought we could make this guy into a pretty good Big Sky player, but he's a guy that just resists anybody telling him he can't do something. And he's going to work as hard as he possibly can, and that's what's got him to this place, and that's what's led my team to the NCAA tournament and why we're talking right now.
Jim Hayford joining us. He is the head coach at Eastern Washington. They're a 13. They take on Georgetown tomorrow. Jim, you mentioned the game against, or the Big Sky Championship game, I should say. You know, we're not here without that big rally against Montana. You were trailing by 11 late. You called a timeout with just over 6 minutes left in the game. What was your message to your team at that point?
I said, "Guys, here we go. We're playing to win, and these guys are going to start playing not to lose. And this whole game's going to shift." And my guys made every shot the last 5 minutes of the game. We forced some turnovers, and it was great. 7,000 people in Missoula walked out of the gym saying, "What just happened?"
Man, no joke. And then you mentioned the game against Indiana, Jim, back in November. You go to Indiana, you beat the Hoosiers in Assembly Hall. It was the school's first win over a Big Ten team. It was your first win in front of a crowd of more than 10,000 people. How significant was that for the program?
is absolutely huge, Jim. It let our guys know just how good they could be. I think that was one of the big takeaways. But it also showed them that the harder you work, the better things happen to you. And from that moment on, our team, I think, said, you know what, this is great, but we're not going to let a win against Indiana define us. Well, how do you top that? You make the NCAA tournament, and our guys have been undeterred. And now how can we top that? Well, let's go win at the NCAA tournament. And so we embrace the challenge.
Yeah, I'm getting the message. We're not here. We're not happy to be here. We're here to do something special. Jim, before you go, you're in your fourth year at Eastern after 10 years at Division III Whitworth, where you had a lot of success. You won nearly 80% of your games. You said that when you were hired at Eastern, 10 of the previous 12 coaches there had been fired, and they probably all knew more about basketball than you did. So what made you think that you could have this kind of success there?
I knew that if we could get players and develop them, and that I would have a boss that would, you know, I didn't want a 3-year contract. I didn't want a 4-year contract. Give me 5 years because we're going to need to do this the right way. And then we went all over the world, and we've got 6 international guys on our team, and we went looking for talent where other people weren't looking. And you put all that together, and you give it some time. And we've synergized into a really special group.
I mean, Jim, it seems to me if you're a Division III coach and the dream is to get a call from a Division I school, that call comes and you jump at the offer. Anybody would, but that's not necessarily what you did initially. In fact, you did some soul searching. Why did you not jump immediately, and what was that process like for you?
Well, the great thing about it was I was able to go D3 to D1, and I didn't change my address. I stayed right in the same home, so I was able to be a part of the community. I'm a rare person in this business. I went from kindergarten all through high school in the same community. And I think a lot of people that are chasing fame or fortune are pushing all that stuff off. And I got into coaching because I wanted to make a difference. The people who had the biggest influence on me growing up were coaches. And that doesn't change if you're Division III or Division I. And if you really look at the great, even at NBA coaches, they're people that really value their guys and are into the relationship that happens between a coach and a player. And then out of that, I think you get your best teams.
All right, Jim, you've satisfied your one interview requirement for the day. It's back to the grind. Eastern Washington is the 13. They're going up against Georgetown tomorrow. Jim, thanks for making this one the one you did today. Good luck, and we will certainly be watching.
We're going to win and talk again, Jim.
My man, rack him. Jim, you win. We absolutely will talk again. That's the head coach of a 13 seed saying, we're going to win. We'll talk again. Not if we win, I'd love to talk to you again. Oven, you got to run that back for me. We're going to win. We'll talk again.
We're
going to
win and talk again, Jim.
You got to be kidding me. Never, ever do you hear something like that.